Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, June 10th, 2021. I'm Jen Cutter. After a month delay, Apple is launching in-app subscriptions next week in Apple Podcasts. In an email to podcasters, Apple announced the global launch for subscriptions and channels, which are groups of shows, will take place on June 15th. Listeners will be able to subscribe to shows or networks for ad-free content, early access, and other perks. Following a New York Times report into the practice, Google is altering their search algorithm to lower rankings for sites specializing in posting negative information about people and charging them to remove it. The head of Google's search quality team, Pandu Nayak, said the company has been fighting slanderous content websites behind the scenes for a number of years, and their removal request forms get millions of visits a year. The National Music Publishers Association filed a suit against the gaming company Roblox over illegally using songs from artists, seeking a minimum of $200 million in damages. NMPA President and CEO David Israelite cites Roblox's user base of 42 million active players paying to upload songs and alleges Roblox takes virtually no action to prevent repeat infringement or alert users to the risks they are taking. Facebook revised its previously announced work-at-home policy, extending it to all full-time employees able to work from home, not just senior employees, and also permit employees to request remote work access across international borders. Facebook, with around 60,000 employees, plans to reopen most of its U.S. offices at 50% capacity by September. In a memo to staff, CEO Mark Zuckerberg says Facebook is planning regular in-person meetups for office and remote workers to support relationship building. The Verge's sources say Facebook plans to debut its first smartwatch next summer. It will reportedly include a detachable display with two cameras, one front-facing and one 1080p rear autofocus camera, for taking pictures and videos that can be directly shared across Facebook's suite of apps. Facebook is said to be planning future versions of the watch as a key input device for Facebook's AR glasses. Microsoft announced plans to expand its Xbox Game Pass subscription service to third-party smart TVs and a streaming device being built by the company itself, performing on less powerful hardware through the cloud as it currently does for the beta version of Xbox Cloud Gaming Service on Android and iOS. Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella says it's working with global TV manufacturers to embed the Xbox experience directly into internet-connected televisions, with the only extra hardware required being a controller. DoorDash launched in Japan, continuing their global expansion and marking the U.S. company's first steps into the Asian market, launching in Sendai, north of Tokyo, with a population of approximately 1 million. The Financial Times reports chief executive Tony Hsu said this would give DoorDash access to one of the most restaurant-dense countries in the world and have already listed hundreds of restaurants. The Wall Street Journal reports JBS, the largest meat supplier in the world, announced it paid the ransomware hackers Reval about $11 million. The attack led to meat plants across the US and Australia shutting down for over 24 hours. In a statement released by JBS, the company claims it was able to get their systems operational again without the decryptor, but chose to pay to keep the files safe. Back in 1996, Cadillac's OnStar was one of the first in-car services to offer turn-by-turn navigation and safety monitoring. Now the system is available to non-Cadillac owners through a new app-based OnStar Guardian service, providing location status, crash response, and roadside assistance. The app is available for both iPhone and Android, with prices from $14.99 a month for the basic plan and $49.99 a month for a premium plan. Starlink, SpaceX's satellite internet network, is reportedly in talks with several airlines to provide their in-flight Wi-Fi service. At a panel at the Connected Aviation Intelligence Summit on Wednesday, SpaceX's VP of Starlink and Commercial Sales, Jonathan Hoffler, stated, "We've already done some demonstrations to date and looking to get that product finalized to be put on aircraft in the very near future." In a paper published in the scientific journal Nature, Google Research explained they've developed algorithms to design computer chips more efficiently. Floor planning, designing the physical layout of a chip, is a highly complex and time-intensive task. Researchers developed algorithms to treat floor planning like a game and state, "Our method generates manufacturable chip floor plans in under 6 hours, compared to the strongest baseline, which requires months of intense effort by human experts." The researchers further state the method has already been adopted by Google. And Arcade 1UP is adding The Simpsons to its retro home arcade cabinet lineup, 30 years after Konami first released the game. No official price yet, but word is around $600 when pre-orders begin July 15th at arcade1up.com. Arcade 1UP's parent company, Tastemakers, has already sold over 2 million machines with popular licensed titles like Street Fighter, X-Men, Atari, and Pac-Man. The Simpsons machine will feature a light-up marquee and Wi-Fi connectivity for online play. For more discussion on the tech news of the day, subscribe to the Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com, where you can also find the show notes and links to every headline. Please remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines on your podcast service of choice. From everyone here at Daily Tech Headlines, thanks for listening.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Transitioning to a decarbonized economy sounds like just one change. In fact, this shift requires several transitions across sectors, geographies, and timelines. In Talking Transitions, a new podcast brought to you by the EY organization and Foresight Climate and Energy, we look at how the transition is affecting three key areas: energy, financial services, and government. The Talking Transitions podcast is out now. Download today from wherever you get your podcasts or visit talkingtransitions.com to find out more.